hey girl text. Wonder did it come from the ex?
I all of a sudden I was like, oh my God, I don't want my boobs anymore. I just want nothing. One flat chest, nothing left.
Guys, oh, yeah, I have news. Ellie Kelly got mortgage approved. Woo!
Welcome to Home or Drink with Charlene and Ellie, our podcast, a group chat between your best friends, the girls bathroom, and a night out where you spill all the gossip and relationships, dilemmas, and life. If you're a return listener, welcome back. And if you're a new listener, welcome.
Welcome.
Home or Drink is out for every Wednesday at 12. We also have a visual video podcast.
Do you ever want to see what we look like?
You know, yeah. Maybe people don't know.
In the flesh.
Just picture on spot. We're actually getting new pics soon.
Thank God.
Thank the Lord.
Needed. Aren't they?
My hair is brunette, I get it. Dark brown.
Mine is.
Years ago.
As well, but.
You're still, at least you're still brunette. Yeah, still, but mine just is so far from who I am today. We also have bonus episodes every Monday at 12. And this week, we actually introduced our new monthly bonus episode. It's called Extra Spice. So once a month, we'll have Extra Spice where we answer bedroom dilemmas. So that'll be every Monday, the first Monday of the month. Won't be Extra Juice, it'll be Extra Spice.
You can thank Ed for
that. Thanks for Ed. Yeah, thanks, Ed, for Extra Spice. 1 week. Ed was looking after us and he
accidentally called it that.
He called Extra Juice Extra Spice. Yeah. And we were like, we actually like that. Like,
kind of brilliant.
So we're inspired by Ed, so thank you, Ed, for that. What did you do the weekends?
I was in Cork on Friday.
Oh yeah, fab.
Down for the Kaylee show on Friday.
I need to go to Cork properly with
like out.
For not, yeah, I think I only went it once there. For
did
that.
You?
Or in PR live.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
I've been out a few times over the years.
Cork is great.
Yeah. Galway ball.
Did we go out in Cork after our show? No.
Girl, I can't even remember where we stayed or at Cork.
I can't remember where we stayed either.
I remember what I was wearing.
Did we stay? So do I, the pink.
Did we
I remember
the home? Show.
No, we didn't. We stayed.
Oh.
Metropole.
I was like, where the fuck were we?
God, I can't even think what my room looked like or at.
I did. Cute. We got chicken, you got food poison.
Yes. Yes,
that's
yes,
how
yeah.
I
oh, I love that hotel.
Yeah, that was lovely.
The
hotel.
Room was huge.
Yeah, it's real old vibe.
I got chicken, I was so sick.
Yeah, you weren't that one.
Wouldn't recommend the chicken.
But yeah, down in Cork for the Kaylee show. Saturday then, I went out Friday night, actually.
Oh, yeah. You were celebrating this weekend.
Guys, oh, yeah, I have news. Ellie Kelly got mortgage approved. I was bawling.
I feel like you've been talking about the house on the podcast.
It's been so long. Long. Yeah.
It's a long process.
Sorry, it's the longest process in the entire world. Number one, doing it on your own, which is something, well, in case somebody asks, I know, like, it's always something that I wanted to do on my own.
Yeah.
I've said that for years.
Yeah.
But also the industry that we're in. Banks basically just think we're scam artists.
Banks think that the internet is going to go bust and we're going to lose our jobs and not be able to pay back the mortgage.
Banks are just like, yeah, good one. Not happening. So that made things a bit harder and just, yeah. But I was in Park Lane Deli on Friday morning with Graham and we were getting a coffee.
And you got the call there?
I got an email first.
Oh.
Because Sinead, who helped me out with it, she was like, I'll know by Friday. And I was like, please God. Because there's been other weeks where we'd be like, right, okay, we might know this week.
And you don't. But
she said to me, she's like, we'll know on Friday. So I was in Park Lane Deli with Graham and I got this email come true. And I was like, and he was looking at me.
Your heart just goes.
Yeah, I was like, oh my God. And okay. Yeah, okay, I'm buying a house, but like, I don't understand all that shit. I don't get it. Like,
oh, did not just say in the
no, like, I thought it would just be like, yippee, you got it. Like,
yeah,
you
know what I mean? Woohoo, congratulations.
No, so I was still kind of hemming and hawing, like,
what does this mean? Yeah.
Is this officially it?
Mm.
And I opened it and he was like, is it it? And I was like, I don't know. And he was like, well, is it? And I like clicked something else and he was helping me look at it and I was standing in the queue and when I like read it a bit more, I was like, okay, that has to be it.
It must be it.
And I burst into tears.
Aww.
He was like, Jesus, get out, get out. He was like, get out.
To show you.
Yeah, he was like, get out, get out. I was like, okay. And I was outside crying again. Then I rang my mom and I was crying. Rang Sinead, crying. I was crying all day.
It's so, so exciting happy. Though. And to do it for yourself, that's not something like a lot of people can say. So it's great.
Please
it's
God.
It's such a big achievement.
It works out.
Yeah.
But please God. Everything is going to go to plan. And
yeah.
Yeah. Christmas could be in my house,
girl.
Imagine.
It could be. Yeah, if you get it within.
Please, God. Yeah, so I've.
You just need to find somewhere that now. That,
yeah.
Isn't it the next
and
step?
My mom used to work for Douglas Newman Goods years ago. D&G. The housey people or whatever. She used to work for them years ago. So I feel like it's a little like interest of her. She loves looking
at
houses.
She loves looking at them.
Mm-hmm. It's either that or she's dying to get fucking rid of me and it's just like get out of
bit
my
of
hair. Yeah, probably a bit of both. So she literally has like a list beside the computer of like these houses.
And do you have viewings now?
No, I haven't done anything. Like,
okay.
I haven't even seen my mom, actually. Have I seen her? I saw her for about 5 minutes yesterday. She was away.
You were in Cork. Yeah.
So, yeah, I need to get the ball rolling then.
Go to hear all your views. Do you think you'll know when you know if you go into a house? You'll be like,
I don't know. See,
it's so weird, isn't it?
I've gone to viewings before with my mom, just out of nosiness, and we've gone to a lot of new builds and stuff, but like, you're at a viewing with like fucking 40 other people and like,
yeah.
How can you really take it in? And there's people.
And imagine like that. You could be living in this house where all these people are walking around. Yeah.
But like there's people there and then putting deposits down there and then. And you're like, oh Jesus. Like,
should I be doing that? Yeah.
Like, obviously I understand there's a housing crisis in Ireland and stuff. So I don't know what road I'm going to go down. Whether it is a new build, whether it's not. Like, I don't know. I need to weigh up all my options. Like,
because there's schemes you can get and stuff then as well if there's certain type of house.
There's certain schemes I'm entitled to and certain that I'm not. That's also something I found out as well. Like,
okay.
I just thought, brilliant. Yeah. Government.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm buying a gaff, help me. No, there's certain schemes I'm not entitled to. So
As self-employed?
Yeah.
Or as well?
Yeah, so it's good to kind of find out what they'll say yes or no to.
Not like we've done paying off tax.
Oh, I'm paying fucking enough of it anyway. But, so I'm excited.
Oh, so excited. That's what I'm on your home journey.
I know. I'm like, my thing in my head now is like, because this has been going on for years, let's be real, years. I'm so impatient with it now that I'm like, will I want to buy just a shell of a house? Will I want to buy an empty house that like I get to put all my new things in or like.
Yeah.
But then it might not be something I'm really looking for. My mom just keeps saying south facing garden.
Means you get the sun in the back?
At the back.
In the back, yeah.
We love sitting out our backyard.
Yeah. Yeah, you do. Yeah, that is nice. Yeah. My backyard doesn't get... It gets it in the morning, but then in the evening it doesn't.
Does it be at the front of your house then?
I don't know. Does it not change for
just
the
like,
year?
Where does it be?
Know. Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I don't know. Do I want to go down the road of having to, like, fully rip up a house?
Oh, no.
I'm too impatient. I'm sorry.
Apparently that ends up being so much more money than you think as well.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Because you think, okay, this is an estimate of what this would be, but then things always change.
But things always go wrong.
Yeah, and that.
And delays, and like, do you know what I mean? Yeah. So we've had our eye on a few near my mommy's house, of course, because I'm not leaving.
Not fair, yeah.
I'm not leaving my mommy. I couldn't be going hours away. Are you mad? Mom, help me. How do I put on the dishwasher?
And will you literally stay in that area?
Yeah.
You're not open to go outside a little bit?
If I have to.
Yeah.
If I have to, it will.
For what you want.
The difference in prices if you have a Dublin address or a Kildare address.
Mad.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I know. Why? I'm like, it's a cheap fucking address, postcodes.
It's mad.
I don't get it.
So, yeah.
House hunting
is on. How scary.
So excited.
I'll have to be sending you these videos.
I know.
I was going around house viewings last year, actually, with my mum, like brand new builds up around us, taking videos of it. The fuck was I doing? Why?
They were so lovely.
Oh, they were about 900 grand.
Yeah.
Like, what are you taking videos for?
It's scary window shop there. Like, it's horrific. I remember looking up apartments just to be like, what's that? Because I remember looking up years ago apartments and they weren't much all. But now they're fucking, you might as well get a house.
You fully get a mortgage on an apartment now. They're that expensive.
Oh, you have to. Yeah.
A mobile home down in Jack's Hole in Wicklow. We used to have our mobile down in Wicklow, but it wasn't in Jack's Hole. But I think Jack's Hole is like, I think it is a bit of, I'm actually going to lie here. Maybe it is not. I don't know. I think it's a bit of a nicer area. Mm. Or it's just a specific area in Wicklow anyway.
Yeah.
A mobile home. And I'm not talking like the new, like triangle roof, double door looking thing. Like this was just. Them. Oh yeah. Oh, some of the mobiles, like the new ones.
State of the art.
Gaffs. This mobile home was just your average mobile home. 12,000 euro. Yeah, 312,000 euro.
And you can't even live there all year?
No. What? I grew up always saying to Quiva, like, I can't wait till we have a mobile home and like, and then we have kids and all and like, that can be our like summer home. Bitch, not happening. Are you mad? 312,000 euro for a mobile home.
What?
Yeah. I think Graham said
it's not even
No.
And then it's not even in Dublin, so how is it that much?
Yeah, we were talking to my dad about it then. And he was saying years ago, like, we would have sold our mobile home years ago. So we're going back probably. I was 4, I think, 25 years ago.
Yeah.
When my dad bought our mobile, I think it was 28 grand. Now it's 311.
Inflation. In fucking inflation.
What?
Oh my God.
Scary.
I would never thought. If you had asked me to guess, I'm not in that, like, I've never looked it up. I wouldn't. Yeah. Like, 100 maybe. Like,
oh, yeah.
300.
No, even some of the houses that I come across, because I'm obsessed with the My Home app now.
Yeah, yeah.
Getting really used on my phone. But like, when I just look at money and all, even, sorry, even when the like mortgage thing is actually broken down to you, make it a bit thick.
Why? Like how much you pay every month?
Just like everything about it. Like when you actually see the figure and stuff. And I'll probably talk, like, probably, hopefully down the line, I'll go into more detail about, like...
We should get someone on, actually, who does...
Yeah. More. Bring bloody Sinead on, because I tell you, I had that girl's head melted for months, God love her. And she rang me, actually, it was her birthday, and she's like, best birthday present ever. And I'm so happy. But, the whole ins and outs of it, maybe down the line, if somebody listening is going through the same process or wants to eventually go into it and stuff, if... No, I'm not saying I'm like an expert in it. Or
yeah, but you will
I have
be.
The right to give advice.
You will be.
Please God, one day when I get sale agreed.
Yeah.
So
and you get the picture with the little keys.
I'm terrified. I don't want to sleep. I'm like, Mom, can I come home?
And Graham will move in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
That's the plan anyway. Yeah. Yeah.
She's always scared.
No. Oh, yeah. I'm not sleeping in on my own.
No.
Are you mad?
No.
No. I wouldn't sleep in a gaff. I wouldn't sleep in my own house on my own.
Would you not?
My mom and dad's house, no.
Why?
I'd be so scared. I'm only a girl. I'd be terrified. I would not sleep in my own house on my own.
I'd be a bit, I wouldn't love it, like, but I'd, if my parents don't care, but if in my in house, I'd be a bit.
Mom and dad are going away on a big lengthy holiday to the USA soon. And I'm like, Graham, you're in.
Oh, yeah.
Come on. Not that he's never there, God. Look, that sounds
just,
like I'm just.
I think I would just lock my door.
Oh, it would still be locked, but I would still. No. I couldn't tell you the last time I stayed in my mom and dad's house on my own. No. I just wouldn't do it.
You wouldn't.
The poor thing was always broken into years ago. So
yeah, we got broken into trauma. Times as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. When we were all asleep. Like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember Jack Kelly coming in and telling me, and I was like, you liar.
Now we have alarms, thank God.
Yeah, thank God. For
the last good while.
For alarms. Yeah. But yeah, so enough about me. That was my big fat news.
So good.
Exciting.
I think everyone's going to be so happy for you as well, because like that was on your goal for this year.
It was.
Yeah.
I just hope it happens.
Yeah, it will. Yeah. But even if you have to, if you don't find that and you don't love, you just extend it.
Yeah.
It's not a big deal. Like it's,
you're like I want to be picky.
Yeah.
But also I don't have the right to be picky. There's literally a housing crisis. And like, I'm sure there are things that you can tweak and change.
Of course.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. You're not going to love everything about
Yeah. I'd say that's very hard to do unless you're a bleeding multimillionaire.
Unless you're building it from the ground up, you can pick exactly where each thing is.
Exactly.
Where each plug is.
Yeah, no. So hopefully I'll be able to take you on this journey.
Yeah. And get the mortgage advisor in. I didn't realise, we only learned that a while ago, that like you don't actually pay a mortgage advisor, but they get a percentage at the end, isn't it?
Yeah. So
from
I think
the bank. So the bank pays them.
Yeah. Right. I think it's when I go sale agreed.
Yes.
I think your broker gets paid from the bank then.
Yeah, but it's never you actually paying them.
No.
I always thought like it was mad money to get one or like...
Lads, it's literally free advice.
I only found that out like not that long ago, so if anyone else wants...
Free advice. Mm-hmm. I went with Finance Solutions in Lucan Village if anybody is interested. Lovely Sinead. And she'll help you out. A few of my friends actually went with them.
As well?
Yeah, and have their houses and all now, so... Yeah, it's literally free advice. You can just be like, hey, help.
Help. What do I
where
do?
Where do I begin?
What do I start with? Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just thinking when... After I went to the casino on Saturday night.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Me and Emma ended up, basically, we met this family. I met the girl in McDonald's a couple of weeks before. I was like, oh my God, hi. Like, met her again. And they were going to the casino. We were chatting for ages first. And then they were going to the casino. We were like, yeah, fuck it, we go. But now I'm like, if the
Where
bank
is... Where is the casino in town?
It's like, besides Zosimus. Don't recommend a casino. Not at all recommend.
She's
them.
Telling
like,
you would to never go bidding.
Back. Yeah, do not do that. No. Do not go, because I won't be going back. But I thought then, because obviously you can't be like, doing that on a mortgage thing, so
no, I couldn't. I couldn't have had like a Paddy Power account or like.
Yeah, but I don't. I spent money in the casino.
No, you just delete it. You'll be fine. Like I'm sure there's things.
I didn't make an account. Like there's no. It was only one time.
No, you're grad. I think it's more like reoccurring things. They can't see like they can't see that you have a subscription for what are they called?
Betting.
Betting
gambling
companies
web.
Or whatever.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, great.
I can't see you have subscriptions so for
my,
them. Or...
My €50 on roulette is fine.
I think you're grand there, girl.
Right, grand. Yeah. Okay, perfect. But yeah, in the casino. Went out.
So random.
So fun. Then the next day I went on a hike. Yesterday I went to Crewe Woods.
I don't know how you did that.
I wasn't hungover, I was just tired.
Were you?
I was on Foxhold Limes all night and...
You don't get a hangover?
No.
Tell you, it's a see-through drink.
I was hydrated.
Yeah.
I woke up and I was like, hungover or not? And then I wasn't, so delighted.
I kind of was. I was on the wine all night though.
Wine.
Yeah, and then I went back out with my dad and Graham, was drinking again.
And when you switch drinks sometimes too.
I had a fat nap yesterday as well.
Yeah, I didn't.
Window open, sun beaming in. Me and Graham fell asleep for about 3 hours. It was
I love that. I love the sun just on your face.
Yeah. Where were we again in town on Saturday night?
Brooksells.
The downstairs.
Downstairs, called the Rock Bar.
Didn't
all
even
the
know that
was
existed.
Rock music. But we all just were loving it.
It was so cool.
Okay, put that sugar on
me. Oh no. That had jukebox on the wall, didn't
jukebox, yeah. But you can only pick rock songs. But it was fine.
We didn't care.
Then I went to Flight Club, played some darts.
Is it
I
good?
Didn't play darts, but the
I've been.
It's actually good. Really nice.
Is
huge.
It?
Huge.
Because I was watching I was watching Netflix or something, and whatever I was watching, they were in a flight club.
Oh, is that what are they called? Flight Club?
Yeah, I think there's like a few of them around the world. Like this was in America.
Oh.
So I think it's like a chain.
Oh,
kind of thing.
I didn't know that. I thought just it was a bar called Flight Club that happened to have darts.
Was it cool?
Right. Yeah, it was cool. Yeah. Really cool. And then Dana was playing darts with random people. I looked up when he was in the whole group. And then all the people sent me videos of him, of when he lost.
Oh, God.
And they were like, yeah. And Dano had to pay your man 50 euros or something.
Oh, God.
Went home, got Domino's, and that was it. I was asleep by like 1:30. Woke up then, I knew it was like 6 a.m. I was like, I can't be
okay.
So I put on my sleep mask. I was like, please go back to sleep, please. Because I feel like my heart just be beating after I drink.
Yeah.
Every time, and it wakes me up early. I don't know how people sleep in late. I literally sleep by 1:30. I wouldn't, if I had opened my eyes properly at 6 a.m., I would have stayed.
You would have stayed awake.
Because I just get like anxiety, like for no reason. Like, and then went back to sleep and then woke up at like 9 or something and it was fine. Cleaned the gaff this morning.
I need to do mine today.
Went to the gym and we're back in business. It's really easy. I woke up and I wasn't feeling great. My aura ring was telling me that I wasn't great. So I was like, oh God, should I cancel the gym?
We were leaving the podcast last week and so Charlene loves the aura ring I think it's a fucking deadly invention and even the look of it is so cool. But we were leaving the podcast last week and we're just walking down the road and Cher goes, "Ah," and that's a question. She's like, my aura ring told me I'm a good girl.
I'm a great, yeah. It literally tells me how good I am every day, apart from when I drink.
I was like, that's all so... everybody needs that in their
Everyone
life.
Everyone needs.
Yeah.
It makes me feel so happy, like good about myself. Like,
she's like, tell me I'm
on a
great
good day,
girl.
But then on a bad day. It basically told me I was dying yesterday.
Did it?
Like it was like...
Oh, you sent in your heart rate.
Yeah, all my vitals were like fucking low. Like everything was red. Normal day, it's like 90%, 90%, like really good.
You're like a Tamagotchi. You're able to tell like,
and now it's bad. And it's like major signs of stress on your body. I'm like, I'm fucking grand. Like, I'm just tired. I'm fine now. But I think I'm glad now I got back in. It's really easy after a night out to like slip into like...
Doing nothing.
Making your whole week...
Drag. Yeah.
Or eating crap. Or not going... Like just making it like the night out last Wednesday.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But like, no.
Very easy to do that.
Very. I'm glad I got up. Gym was at 8. Got it done.
Yeah. We won't feel too bad now for the rest of the week. You sure we're going away this week?
Yeah, tomorrow. Oh no, Wednesday.
Jesus Christ, don't Wednesday, do sorry. That to me, Charlotte. Oh my God, I nearly... You saw my eyes there.
Sorry, yeah.
Darcy's in the camera, and she goes, no.
Not till Wednesday. No. What's Tammy Fury, Molly May?
She posted them on her story.
Did she? Mm. When?
Probably still up.
Oh, show me.
Oh,
okay, so I haven't seen this.
Hi guys, catching up here.
Catching up.
Yeah, she posted them on her story for the first time. It's like the back of them walking with Bambi.
Oh.
There.
Oh.
Aww.
They're obviously, like, that's confirmed, sure.
Oh, they're back together.
They're back together.
Wait, her new show, the new episode of the show is coming out in May.
Okay.
So I wonder
how much, like, soft lunch.
Yeah, yeah. I wonder how much detail that goes into.
It's hard when, like, you break up, so in the public eye, and then you want to get back together. How many people do we know that have broken up, got back together? Like, it's already hard enough as it is to having to break it to everyone, but then, like, well, actually, it was grand because everyone was delighted about it. But like, imagine that on such a big platform, like how she put it up, the whole world. It was on Sky fucking News.
Do you know what I mean?
And now they're back together.
Aww. I like it.
So do I.
Like any other couple, they go through rough patches.
Yeah.
No one's, just because she's Molly May, like, and Tommy Fury, they didn't have to have this perfect long life and everything was happening, set in stone and like, do you know what I mean? I think it's kind of nice that they obviously went through, not obviously for them, but
yeah,
nice to look at someone like them and be like, oh my God, they had a bit of a shit time too. Like,
yeah, yeah. I think because when you don't know a couple, you think that's all perfect because you was hardly putting up videos, oh, we're fighting today. Like, yeah. That's why I think it was so out of nowhere for people, but it's not out of nowhere for them. They're the ones living it. We're the ones seeing pictures. Obviously, we're not going to be like, they must be breaking up soon.
Yeah. So that probably happened way before she even mentioned anything.
Probably.
Yeah.
Or like, we was building up to that and you wouldn't know.
Imagine it was just normalised that like every time you had a fight with your fella or something, you were just like, oh.
Yeah, I know.
There probably are some people out there that do that.
Probably, yeah. And talk about it all the time. But yeah, he's back on the story.
Aww.
We obviously had the Sugar Babes on last week.
Amazing.
Which was so much fun. Like, such icons to chat to. And like, their whole story is so inspiring. Like, to be together since 12 and 13.
That's mad.
Is no.
Like, whenever somebody like when we were talking to them and they were saying how young they were, like, in the studio and stuff, my brain automatically goes to me at that age and I'm like,
same.
Could never.
No.
No.
Signed with a record label. Like,
no.
How?
Yeah. So it was amazing to sit down and chat to them. And
yeah. So cool. I thought it was so interesting when they said, like, how they never changed, but people changed towards them. Mm. Like, people started to act like
different towards
them. To treat them like they thought they were big time, but they didn't think they were, like, they didn't go on that. Like that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's mad to hear that.
Siobhan even saying, like, sometimes they steam their own clothes and do their own hair and makeup and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They are...
Go on, like, the girls.
Love it.
Love
it. No maintenance vibe.
Yeah.
If I was Superstar, you would not catch me.
Oh.
I'd be like, that's the... I think when I think of, like, what I would do if I had that... If I was that famous or had that money, like, hair, makeup and a chef.
I'd be doing the Kim Kardashian on it. Nap and getting my makeup.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Having a nap.
Yeah.
Hair and makeup done. You just wake up and you're just a goddess.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. Or F especially hair. Hair would be my thing that I'd... Makeup I'd probably end up doing myself. But
hair.
I'd love how much.
Just have your hair done every day.
Every single day. Updos.
Whatever you want.
Whatever you want. Love them. We also have very exciting news.
Woo!
We're coming back to the States.
Yay! Woo! We're coming back, bitches.
We are kicking off summer with a live show in Vicar Street. On the 8th of May, it's Thursday the 8th.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be the hottest way to start the summer season with amazing guests and brand new segment.
It's going to really get us in the mood for summer, I feel.
Yeah.
Let's make that the official start of summer.
8th of May.
Hold My Drink had their first live show.
It's summer.
You can officially begin your summer holidays.
Yes.
How bloody fun. So we're done with the cold weather and we're done with the shit short days. So get out your sundresses, grab a drink, get ready. We're going to kick it off the hot girl summer way.
Hot girl, HGS.
Yes.
Is stern. So tickets go on sale this Friday at 9 a.m. So set your alarms because we've had times where people have missed out on tickets.
Yeah. Also, Hold My Drink listeners will probably hear this before we even post it.
You will hear. Yeah. If you listen when it comes out.
Yeah.
Because we're not announcing this at 7, so you're actually the first to know.
Yeah. So Hold My Drink listeners, you're getting a little sneaky peek in there because we're not announcing it on Instagram until 7 o'clock tonight.
Don't tell anyone.
So tickets will be on sale, like Shara said, this Friday at 9 a.m.
Yes. We also have VIP tickets again,
mm-hmm.
Which will include an intimate Q&A with us before the show. It was really cute last time. It got us more excited, I think, for the show.
I know.
Being able to meet some people, chat to you, meet them. We get to get pictures together and them tickets will all be available on Ticketmaster as well, same as the general sale. And we'll be sharing the link on our socials. But like we said, we are not announcing this until 7 on our own socials.
Yeah.
So you're the first to know.
You're the first to hear, bird. So we will see you all on May the 8th.
Thursday. Yeah.
Vicar Street. Start of summer.
Be there or be fucking square.
Book the Friday off, girls, okay?
Yeah, well, even if you're not in, like, it's grand. Friday's spicy. Friday is like, yeah.
Oh, Friday is
a work. Friday is a work from home day for a lot of people.
Is it?
Mondays and Fridays, yeah. What a good day to work from home.
What a bloody brilliant.
Especially Mondays. Then you come in and you have a 4-day, 3-day week.
I don't know which I'd rather. I think I'd rather be off the Friday.
I think people do both, though.
Oh,
some people have. Some people are like literally hybrid, like they do a home and work. Yeah.
That's really mean.
Lovely day is to be at home.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted to talk about surgery regrets.
You're like,
well, not even regret. It's not even regret, like, just talking about surgery reflection.
Oh, that's a better word.
Reflecting on the time. Yeah,
yeah,
because I had a piff. Well, actually, it was a while ago. I think I thought about it before I even told anyone about. I all of a sudden I was like, oh my god, I don't want my boobs anymore. I just want nothing. One flat chest, nothing left. I don't know if it's my frontal lobe form or what, because someone said that, they commented I was talking about it on TikTok. I was like, I don't think I want my boobs anymore. Like, what's going on? And they were like, you might be becoming more like conservative with your age, where you just don't want like
flashy boobs. Like,
yeah,
really?
Maybe. No, I don't know, because I still look to get them.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm talking about the weekend. And I do think there's some days that I think about it more than others. Because sometimes I'm not going to lie, I'd love them. Like,
yeah.
But I just was having a moment. I put it on TikTok, but fucking shares on the TikTok, like over maybe like 2,000, either over 1,000 or over 2,000. I don't know.
But sharing the same what?
Like, I don't know. That's what I want.
Yeah.
I hate that. I hate not knowing before saying. But also, thank God.
Yeah, I'd rather not know.
Virus.
Absolutely not. When did it first come into your head about it, though? Like, was there a day that you were just, like, looking at yourself? Or, like, was there something specific in your head that you were like, oh?
I don't even think so. I think
no.
My main thing is, and nothing about surgeons and stuff like that, because people ask that. They're like, oh my God, I'm going there. Like, what?
Yeah.
Did you not like that? There's nothing actually wrong with my boobs. It's just me. My preferences. Like, from the side, I feel like they go, like, out. Straight away, like out a bit, if that makes sense.
Okay.
I'd rather more of a slope, more natural. I just look at people who have natural boobs and I'm like, oh.
They're lovely.
Wish I had that. Yeah. And I'm like, I wish I'd rather nearly have kept my old bit. But then again, I do love them. I had great time with them. I still do like them. But if I was to have a preference, it would be like a much more natural look. And I think it makes more sense coming into like my, not bunny years of myself, but like later 20s. Like, I want something just a bit more natural. I don't want it to look like I have fake boobs anymore. Okay. But then people tell me mine look real. It's in certain tops.
They look
sometimes
different.
They look different or real,
they
whatever.
Juicy on Saturday.
Yeah, they looked good in that.
They
look
delicious.
Slim bodysuit slays. But yeah, it's just like, I don't know. I think it was just one day I was looking at them, I was like, oh. And then sometimes I feel like certain tops, I order them online. I see like the model has like, you know, a really small chest, whatever, and I'm like, love that top. And then I order it and I'm like,
not the same.
No.
I did that recently with a top online. It was like for my holidays, it's like had all these like crossover things on them.
Yeah.
So there was one nipple coming out here. There's one nipple coming down there. I was like, how is this?
Pointing everywhere.
I was standing in front of Cueva and I was like, how am I? She's like, that just clearly, your boobs are too big.
Yeah.
And then I have kind of body, I'm not the same as Cher, but like I'm finding that I'm having to buy clothes in a bigger size just to fit my boobs.
Yeah.
And then it's making me think, am I gaining weight now?
Yeah,
but it's
yeah.
No, you only have to buy that size because of your boobs.
Because of your boobs,
it's
yeah.
Nothing else. And like, yeah. So that kind of thing is a little bit shit, but I also love my
kids. Yeah, yeah. So I'm like, it's hard. But then I went for a consultation and talked about it with him. So one surgeon was like, don't do that and leave them. And I was like, great, thanks.
Fair play to him kind of saying that to you though, because he could have just been like, yeah, let's do it and take your money. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, true.
So
true. But I also think, I'm like, you're coming in to ask for something. I'm not like, I'm asking for something ridiculous and he's like, no, you don't want this.
Yeah,
I'm asking,
yeah, it's something you want.
Because I'm not happy. And then he's like, be nah. Happy. I'm like, yay, happy now. Because imagine when he said they're actually in proportion. I think maybe, yeah, the size, but it's the shape for me. It's like, I don't want high profile anymore.
Okay.
Whereas I wanted that before.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I wanted like, I felt like my chest was really bare.
Yeah.
And the top of my boob had no volume.
I would have wanted your shape.
Yeah.
At the start.
Yeah.
But I am a little bit kind of happier now the way that they look.
Yeah.
But then again, like, they're also ginormous.
What size are you now?
Couldn't tell you.
Do you not wear a bra though?
I just guess.
Oh.
Sorry, guys. Really bad. The only time I ever got measured with my fake boobs was the year I got them done.
Yes.
Bad time. It was probably fucking 6 weeks after getting them done.
Yeah, it's a bad time.
They're like rocks on my
chest. They're not settled at all. Yeah, yeah.
And I'm going to be completely honest, I probably haven't bought bras since then.
Yeah.
I'm guessing a big double D or a small E.
Yeah.
Because the double D kills me sometimes. Like,
really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I feel it digging into me and all. I'm like,
Yeah.
So,
is the D the cup part of the band? I always forget.
The back. I saw actually a TikTok of a girl. I should have shared it on Instagram. It was how to measure yourself at home. I was like, that makes so much sense. I can't say it now in my head. I can't remember it now.
Yeah.
But the like number is your back.
Yes.
And the letter is the
is
cup.
Is your cup. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm big back Kelly, so I need big back. I need a big size in the numbers. And I'm guessing now I'm probably a small E.
You'd have, because I'm a double D.
Yeah.
I feel they just keep getting bigger.
They don't stop growing.
Well, I just feel like as well, I'd say my natural boob has gotten bigger as well.
Yeah, well, you were young when you got them done
22,
as well.
22, yeah.
Like, that's young.
And some people don't get boobs until they're over 25.
I was 27. Six?
Getting them done 2 years ago.
27?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're probably like fully
developed.
Grown boob. Yeah.
still at that.
Whereas I feel like mine probably have gotten bigger. Like, whereas at 22, I was like so old. Like,
oh,
it's mad. It's like you just think like,
oh, to be that age
like,
again.
I remember my YouTube video. I was like, yeah, just like if you want them, just make sure you get to like a good age. Like, but I also like, I do think some people get them at 18.
Yeah.
And at 22, I was very sure. And I think I was talking to someone else about surgery. I was like, if you were hemming and hawing about something like, oh, should I get, like, don't do it.
Yeah, yeah. Unless
if you're not
definite.
100% sure, do your consultations, see every single person that you can, ask the questions, Google, like, people you know. Surgery is not something to take lightly or something to jump into.
Yeah.
It's a huge thing. Like, you have to just think.
I think I only had
four.
Did I only have three consultations? I remember having a consultation with your place.
Yes.
The consultation with the place
yeah,
I went to.
Yeah.
And then I think I might have had one in, an online one in Dublin. And I remember sending pictures.
Yeah.
To measure from your nipple to your collarbone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What are you doing with them pictures?
I know. I don't delete them, will you?
Yeah. But I don't think, I know myself, I didn't do as much research as I probably should have. I definitely jumped into it.
Yeah.
I definitely did.
Well, thank God you were happy, because imagine some people, I'm sure some people jump in and aren't, and then you're like,
yeah,
God, why did I? Especially people go to one consultation like that. Like,
how can you be sure after
because
one?
Because surgeons have very different, I liked going to multiple because at least I was like, right, if one person's saying, if more of them are saying one thing than the other one person is, then obviously that one's better.
Yeah.
Because surgeons are different, have different preferences.
Yeah.
Some surgeons just like doing big boobs.
Huge boobs.
Like I was always recommended mad sizes.
Where are you?
Yeah. Like some of them, and I was like, what am I doing with this? Like, that doesn't suit my body. Like,
yeah,
it's mad.
I never understand how, I don't know why this came to my head, but I was watching Botched the other night with Graham.
No.
Have you ever seen some of the boobs that they do on the girl? Like, how are you actually willingly?
I'd love to see the actual implant. Like, how, when you hold
when
it.
I'm saying these things are like balloons. Like,
I think they have to like gradually go up as well. They can't just get them done in one sitting.
I know it's personal preference and I'm not like body shaming anyone else. Like, but number one, how can the surgeon be like, yeah, I'll do that. What?
Yes.
Number two, how do you look at that and be like, that's like, and I'm talking the like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like out to like the camera, where the camera is right now.
Fair play to you carrying them around all day. Because I can't imagine, I'd say your back would be in.
And like
a jock.
Out of a choice to get like.
To get them that big.
Like, I'm not even asking. Some people, like, are the length of them. If they if they went down and said out, it'd be as long.
And I also saw a video before. I think I saw the video after I got my boobs done. I'm glad I saw it afterwards.
How did they do it?
No, it was a video of a woman and her implant burst. Like, she was going so big. Her implant burst, but it burst her skin as well. And the doctor must have just taken the implant out. And, like, so this boob was obviously ginormous. This one was just like a balloon, you popped, and she was taking a video crying, saying like how dangerous it was. I think she kind of realized then, like, but like you could just see a hole in her like whole boob, and it was just like, thank God I saw it afterwards.
Must have been a saline implant, because some implants have like fluid in them
that can
and
burst.
Some are like a jelly,
yeah, hard stuff,
yeah. And then I started being like, oh, there's plastic in my body, get out,
yeah.
And then you hear people getting that breast implant illness, anyway.
You can go down a rabbit hole.
But then a second guy I went to then in Ireland again was really, I really liked him. But he said, the first guy was like, if you did go, he was like, you shouldn't go smaller. But if you did, you would need a lift.
Okay.
But then the second guy was like, obviously you'd need a lift. Like, you're going smaller, you're going to have loose skin.
You will have loose skin.
You're not
yeah.
going to be, you could not get one, but you're not going to be happy. He was like, and for your results that you won't be happy. So I'd need a lift. So I'd be 2 weeks out of doing everything and then another 4 weeks from the gym.
Okay.
So even if I ever do get it done, it will be 2026.
Are you going to wait? Yeah, okay.
Because
so you're not putting on the cards for this
year. I'm not doing it for summer. And like, after then I'm busy. Like, it's not something that needs to be done. It's, like I said, it's not, it's elective. My life is at risk. There's no rush for it.
Okay.
It's just me and my own things. I'm like, if there's a time where it suits, I'll get it. But I'm not going to put myself out for that long if it's, if I'm busy or like, things
yeah,
like that.
Things
I'd
are going on.
Put work first. Like,
yeah. So would you say you regret it?
No.
No. You're not using the word regret.
No.
No regrets.
Not a regret, but I just think things have changed. And I've seen someone else saying, oh, all these influencers are like going natural now because it's a trend. I'm like, I don't think that's the case.
Trend.
I just think, because I know Chloe Ferry got her BBL reversed.
Yeah.
Maybe just the age people are at that. They're like, I actually don't like the look of this anymore. Like, people are allowed, and people kept commenting on my video because I was like, oh my God, what do we think? Like, talk about it. And they were like, you're allowed to change your mind.
Yeah.
Like, that's such a big thing.
You don't have to get something and then love it for the rest of your life.
No, and I think it's hard.
Although, like, surgery isn't something that you just get for a while.
No.
Like, we're not saying, like, get it for a while and
no,
then...
No, God, no.
And then reverse it or whatever. But it is a case that as you do get older, you can... You might look at something you got done. Something as small as, I don't know, the way you fucking wear your eyebrows or something.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You can... You're able to look at something like that and be like, oh, I don't really like that anymore.
Yeah.
Change that.
Yeah, yeah.
Like...
Yeah. And it's obviously not as simple to change as something like that, but it's still... Change. It's like a decision that you made that you're like, oh, I don't really love that anymore.
Are you going to vlog it when you get it done again?
Don't know.
Do it.
Yeah, I probably would.
Because I can't imagine a lot of people do that side of it. Like, a lot of people obviously do the vlog of getting them done.
Yeah.
To be able to talk about, like, getting them reversed.
Well, I wouldn't be getting them out. I think if I got them out fully, I'd be so scared.
I think you might have, like, dissociation or something. I think it might happen if you completely got them gone.
Yeah, I think so too.
I think you'd be like, ah.
Yeah. And then I'm going to have the big scar because of the lift, the anchor scar.
How do you feel about that?
Don't mind. I've seen people and they fade so well.
Yeah.
They're so fine. Like, no one's going to see that other than Dano.
Yeah, yeah.
And he'll love me for whatever.
Yeah. So for anyone that doesn't know, like, if you get an implant, it's usually under the... I've seen people's in their armpits.
Yeah, weird.
Does Alex Earl have hers in her armpit?
I think so.
Okay, so apparently you can get it in your armpit, but a lot of them are underneath the boob. And then... If you get a lift, it's an anchor scar. Literally, imagine an anchor. So
like
they're going to...
ship anchor.
They go around your nipple.
Take it off.
They're going to take your nipple off, leave it in a little tray beside you like a pepperoni. And then they cut down the center from the nipple underneath. I don't know what the rest of the surgery is. I'm not a surgeon.
They don't know how long the underneath one needs to be then until the actual surgery.
Is it?
So it could just be small, but they don't...
And then they whoosh your boobies up, stick your nipple back on.
He was like, yeah, I might need to sit you up a few times in the surgery, like, just to see what...
Don't tell me.
Well, I know. I just imagine me, like, asleep on the... I was like, oh, please.
The way they move your body and all.
Yeah.
No.
And then I was looking at my... And then I was just looking at everything. I was like, wait, my lips. I think I'm not going to get them done now again.
Are you not?
No. Because I was like, are they too big? Should I get a bit soft? But I don't really like my lips. And then my teeth, I got over consultation of to get them a bit more natural, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you going to leave some of your teeth on though?
Well, I had a dream. I was dreaming about it then because I had fear that they took all my bonding off and I was left with like...
Shark teeth.
No, not even that. Like my teeth went all crooked. I was like, how did they go crooked underneath my bonding? But like one tooth was like up here, one was down here. Like, and then all my teeth fell out in the dream. It was hot.
That means something.
Yeah, it means you're losing confidence, but not like...
No, does that mean that some money is coming to you? Apparently if you have a dream and you fall and smash your teeth, it's something to do with money.
No, it's not falling. They just fell out.
Is it?
Like, I just was, like, spitting them out. But I'm convinced I can feel what it'd be like for your teeth to all fall out.
My mom only asked me the other day, because I was telling my mom that you were just chatting about that. And she was like, would you take your teeth off? And I was like, I can't. She was like, what do you mean you can't?
Why can't you?
They're veneers, and I'm shaved on each side.
You've got shark teeth?
No, they're not as bad as shark teeth. So shark teeth is where you get a crown. And they're all individual put on top of, like, shark teeth.
Oh.
Whereas mine are veneer. So my natural tooth is there and it wraps around the tooth, but they had to make spaces in between each tooth.
So each of your teeth has a gap?
Yeah. To be.
Did you take a picture of that when that happened?
Yeah. When I was over in England, I did, yeah. When I was in Liverpool. And my mouth is all numb and I like that. And like, there's just gaps in between my teeth.
Oh.
So I can never take these off.
You can't take them off.
Coming to the grave with me,
you're
baby.
Coming to the grave.
But I might have dentures by then, actually. Who knows? Teeth might fall out on my head.
Oh, yeah, true. Yeah, so definitely my bottom ones, I want to get them a bit more natural. My dream was scary. I just think like, but then I have a full head of extensions. Like, just think, it just depends on preference.
I was going to say, she's just natural, girl.
Well, sometimes it's like, I'm like, oh, things we do to look nice. And then it's like,
I know.
You only have one of yourself. Like, you need.
Yeah, why can't we just be happy with ourselves as we are? Like, rich coming for us, we've done
it. I feel even happy that I'm at that I was able to recognise all that.
That is nice.
That's
to say,
good.
Yeah.
Like, to maybe be like, oh, I don't actually need this and that and this. Like,
yeah. I stopped getting lip filler years ago.
Yeah.
I haven't got my lips done in about 4 years, maybe. Yeah.
Yours have stayed so well.
Cuiva is the same, though, as well. Yeah. She only said to me, she was like, I'm not arse getting. Cuiva used to get her lips done way more than me.
Yeah, yeah.
But I was like, maybe we just retain filler quite well.
Yeah.
Because her lips are, like, lovely. Like,
I'm
you wouldn't think.
Same, yeah.
So I don't know. And then we were thinking back, we were like, maybe, did we just have no? And I was like, Cuiva, I had no lip. I was spaghetti lips. Like.
It's mad how good they've lasted.
But they've held on. They've held. And I'm not, like, it never even comes into my head to be like, oh, I'd love a little.
Love more, yeah.
Yeah, no, yeah. I'm like, it's one thing I'll never live without is my Botox.
Oh, yeah.
Never in a million
I
years. I'm in the midst of it now. Mine's basically gone. And I'm like,
Yeah, it's mad how quick the fucking 3 months go.
Oh my God, it flies.
Like, you get to the end of it and you're like,
I wish it lasted a year. Yeah. I need to not be able to move my head when I'm doing my makeup.
Botox is good.
I remember I got a really strong once before. And like, obviously when I'm doing like eyeshadow or whatever, you like lift your eyebrows, don't mean to like get in.
Yeah.
I had to do this. My forehead was so stiff that I couldn't lift my eyebrows to my eyeshadow that I'd be lifting.
See, I don't like that. I went somewhere
that was a bit
and
much.
They put too much.
Yeah.
And my whole face was like a... And I didn't like my face for like 6 weeks. I felt like not in my own face because I couldn't express myself.
That's been scary.
And then they also made me botch that I couldn't fucking smile. So I couldn't smile, I couldn't move my face. That proper turned me off. I think about Botox after that for ages.
Did
but
you
then
know?
I love the girl I go to now and Miss Skincare is amazing.
No, it's when you so find good. Somewhere good and it's somewhere you like.
Yeah.
It makes it all a difference. Yeah. It really
And they
does.
Just understand your face and what you want.
Yeah.
Like, I gotta want some big scary eyebrows. I don't want to look shocked all the time. I love that in the Cinderella story when the mom was like, I'm so upset. And they're like, you don't look upset. And she's like, I just
Where?
Had a Botox. In a Cinderella story.
Oh,
no, Jennifer
Coolidge. Is that her name?
I'm so angry and upset.
So the boobies might be smaller, shall we say?
Yeah, probably.
In a year or two.
But then I'm like, well, then when I have a kid, I'm going to probably need another lift. So is there a point of even doing it until after I have
kids?
But then I also want to be happy now. And I'm
yeah,
like,
I think you can him and haw about it and think like, oh, we'll put it off till after kids or whatever.
Yeah.
But like, it's always way around. So
I feel like
I
feel like by the time
that
I want to get
around.
Them done, I might have a better idea of when I want kids.
Well, yeah.
I don't know. I'm not only a young kid myself.
I'm only a girl.
So we'll see.
Yeah.
For now. And I'm just imagining these as well. If I was to get pregnant, how big they'd go.
Boom.
Because they people get like double Ds from an A pregnant. So I'd be double D to... EFG,
I'm not going to be able to get up off the bed, are you mad?
Yeah, they have to perch on my belly.
I'm literally going to have two bin bags for my boobs, carry them around, two rucksacks, put them in.
And apparently they go like squares because they fill with milk, that they go like square on top of them.
Mommy milkers!
Yeah, it's not good.
You're going to breastfeed?
Oh, yeah, I think I would. You?
No.
Why? It makes you lose all your... Well, it's really, really...
Yeah, the weight falls off you.
It's really good for your baby.
I'm just thinking of...
So many antibodies.
I'm saying no now. Big fat liar. Like, not planning having kids anytime soon. But, like, when that rolls around, I might change my mind. All I'm thinking of now is I've known so many people who breastfed. And what's the word called? The onus is on them. Is that what you say? Like, the responsibility is on the mother, obviously, to get up all the time and feed them. Like... And I don't like to use the word you're stuck with your child because that's a horrible phrase to use. But like, think of like, if you wanted to go out, like it's your first night out with your girls or something and like...
Yeah. Well, you can pump express, but then you can't drink because you have to breastfeed.
See, I'm like, that's the only thing that I think of. And I'm like, also, does it make the dad not have as a bond with the child? I don't know.
I don't know nothing about kids.
I'm literally talking about my whole here, guys. So
I feel like, but you could even do it for like short time. It doesn't mean you have to do it forever for them, but... It's also free. It's just in your boob.
Saw a TikTok and it was
And
like,
you don't think about bottles all the time and literally just goes in your boob.
Some woman was breastfeeding her 4-year-old.
Yeah, what age are you meant to stop doing that? Surely it's tough.
I'm sorry, guys.
Is that not in school? That's a whole ass child. Did you see the...
It's a whole ass adult.
Did you see the TikTok Kim Kardashian holding
Chicago? Oh, is it Chicago? Yeah.
She's holding Chicago.
A whole ass human.
But obviously Kim is really small. I'm guessing... I think she's like less than 5 foot maybe.
Do you reckon?
But
I'm gonna see you pull up that. I'm gonna see what height she is.
Yeah,
she's 5'2".
5'2".
Yeah.
Okay. So she's small. But so it's basically a video of she's holding Chicago, and she's obviously really tall. Like, and the comment is, why is she carrying that woman? And someone said, here comes Kim with her 84 month old.
Oh, did you ever hear
but
them?
So, like when you look at Chicago's foot, is she nearly at Kim's foot?
I wonder. Will we? How do you get to be that type of person who goes by the months?
What do you mean?
Like, this is my 39-month-old child. What?
How months are we? If I was months, what would I be?
Like, what?
12.
I think after one, do you not just say, oh, he's 1.5, he's 1 and...
I'd still go by months till 2.
Do you? Is that usually what you do?
Because you can say like, he's 18 months. Months.
Yeah.
So 26 by...
Yeah, but 2, I wouldn't be calling my child, oh... How old is he?
I'm a 29-month-old. 312-month-old.
You're definitely not, girl. You're definitely more than that.
I'm not. 26 times 12. Am I only been alive for 300 months. That's a lot of months if you think about it.
Wait.
26 years, 12 months in every year. 26 times 12. 300. Is that correct?
I don't think that's right, is it?
No, that is
why
right.
Am I thinking it has to be up in the thousands or something?
No. 12 times 26.
What am I? Do 30, go on. Add it on.
360.
360 months? Hi, this is my friend. She's 312 months old.
My 312 month old. That's great, right, isn't it? Yeah.
I hope that's right. We're absolutely not after making
sure. How many weeks?
So what are you going to do? 52 by 26.
Well, yeah, 1,352.
Weeks
old, yeah.
Oh. Such a baby. Oh.
So this week we're introducing a new segment. It's called Red Flag Radar, where you tell us something that you think may be a red flag and we tell you whether it's red, green or beige.
We can be a little bit colourblind sometimes.
Sometimes. In the past.
Yeah. In the past. Not so much now. I think we've gotten way better at our colours, God love us.
Yeah.
But definitely in the past.
Defo.
That flag is never really red. It's more of an amber colour. Yeah.
So first one is, on a first date with a guy last week and he showed me his payslip and bank account. It's a lot of money, but a bit odd. So I was like, oh, right. And thought it was a bit random. He just got a pay rise. So maybe he was excited.
No, red flag. Ick.
Oh, first day. Yeah, red flag.
No. I get being excited, but be excited with people you know. Not on a first day.
Yeah, it's given like, this is how much I make.
Yeah.
Like, how much I have.
What I'm worth kind
this,
of thing.
It's given, this is all I can offer you.
My bank account.
Yeah.
Listen, if it's a heavy one now, I wouldn't say turn them down too quickly.
No, red flag.
No, red flag. That's just something you don't do.
Yeah.
I feel like in Ireland, especially, maybe I'm just listening to my dad too much, but I feel like money is a real taboo. Not so much for me. I don't think it's very taboo. Like, I talk to you about money and stuff. Like, do you know what I mean? That's fine. You have your people you can talk to about that. But I do feel in Ireland, it's like, you'd never ask someone how much they make a year.
No, you wouldn't.
It's just something you don't bring up.
You don't talk about.
Mm. Yeah, I think it's big fat red flag.
Red flag.
You saying red?
Yeah.
Red.
Yeah.
Number two, we've been talking ages and getting on really well, but all on Snapchat. He hasn't asked for my number once.
See, it's not a green flag.
I wouldn't say fully
some
red.
Some people's more, like some of my friends still communicate on Snapchat with each other. Like that's just some people's main form of communication.
I told Graham to put my number in his phone. Going on our first day, he was still texting on Instagram.
Oh, no.
I was like, I'm going to kill you.
No, yeah. So I think men are so lackadaisy about things. Like
yeah, to him, he was like, what do you mean? Like, there's nothing wrong with that. And I was like, ring me, like, text me.
It feels so just personal or unpersonal.
I'm just in your Instagram DMs.
I don't think it's a red flag. I think...
Or maybe I hounded him for his number. I can't remember, whatever way that works. He'll listen to this now and get out of me. So whatever way that happened.
I'd say it's red if he doesn't want to go off Snapchat, if you say it to him. But I don't think it's red just to talk on Snapchat. I think, like...
I think,
you'd rather not, but some people, that's just their main form of communication with each other.
It's just how they...
That's just how they work. So I think if you ask him and he says no to it, but some men just like Graham thinks, what's wrong with this? Like, and it might be like that as well. So I'm not going to say fully red. Red if he refuses when you say, should we talk on text or something.
And I also don't think there's anything wrong with a girl asking for a boy's
number. No.
Let's take this to WhatsApp.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah?
Definitely. All his friend group are girls. Like, not one single fella. No man has ever so much as tagged him in a pic on Insta. It's making me wonder.
Oh.
Ooh, I've never met a man like that. Ever.
Oh, I don't know. Like, I know fellas who have...
Girlfriends,
but they probably...
Boyfriends.
There's probably boys in the group as well or whatever. Like, I've never heard of... I actually don't know. I'm not going to say it's any sort of flag right now. Maybe this is a beige flag.
Maybe it's his beige flag.
He just doesn't want
the drama of the boys.
Yeah, maybe he just hangs around with the girls. It's just easier. Or I don't know. Did he like grow up in some sort of activity that was more kind of girl based?
Yeah, and grow up with a lot of women in his house. Yeah. Maybe. I don't know.
This is the kind of thing I think you need to see how it goes.
Yeah, we can't say red flags up there because everyone has their own preference of what they are hanging around with. But
maybe try and find out, was he with any of the girls in the group?
Yeah.
Because that could be a...
That could be a red flag in itself. If he's pure besties with his ex.
Yeah. They're all still hanging around and all.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't put a colour on this just yet.
No.
But see how it goes.
Yeah. Yeah, let's give it no colour for now.
Okay.
We want to do secrets and stalls, so we try to help you. any of your best advice, kind of conversations you have with the girls in the Bachelor of a nightclub or at a sleepover at your best friend's. And this is today's Season Stars. My whole world came crashing down last night when I got a hey girl text.
No.
My angel of a boyfriend of 2 years, we just celebrated our anniversary last week, was texting his ex telling her he missed her. Our relationship has been perfect up until now. We never fight and have talked about marriage, kids, and even looked at houses. We are meant to move away soon, but now I don't know what to do or who to turn to. He never actually met up and it never went further than texting. He said he doesn't know why he did it and completely blocked all contact with her in front of me. He was really distraught at the thought of losing what we've built. It's very hard to walk away when you're in a relationship yourself with so many plans and so much love left to give. Do you believe in a second chance?
This makes me sad.
Like,
if you'd asked me years ago, I would have said, ah, yeah. Like years and years and years ago, I was a fan of a fifth, sixth, seventh chance.
Yeah, I think.
But
that's very much a line that you don't fucking cross.
Yeah.
Like with the ex saying like, he missed her.
The fact he's saying he never actually met up with her, like it was only texting, but it didn't even have to get to the point of only texting. It shouldn't have ever have got to only texting. I think saying that that's just, I think that's a cop out to say like it was only this little bit. The intention was there.
Or say, oh, I don't know why I did it. That doesn't make it better.
You
do. Yeah.
Completely blocked all contact with her in front of me. What was he doing when he's not in front of you? He was distraught. He was distraught because he was caught.
And distraught at losing what we built. Yeah, of course, because his life is set up and he's thinking, I'm sorted, blah, 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 but then thinks he can just do that and get back together. I think I would find this very, very hard to
come forgive. Back from.
Yeah.
I think this is given very much.
Especially because everyone always in the back of the mind, the person that they were before, like an ex, things like that. For it to be that stings so much worse.
It does, yeah. I think this is this man needs to be given a wide berth until you come to some sort of decision in your head.
Yeah.
And I don't think like, okay, yeah, it is all well and good that we're giving you advice here, but it is also one of those things that you're going to do what you want to do anyway.
Regardless, yeah.
So many people can tell you what to do and give you the best advice and, oh, this is what I would do if I was with him. But at the end of the day, it's you that has to live with what you decide to do.
Yeah.
So once it's a decision, I think that you're happy to live with,
mm-hmm.
whether it is to go one way or the other.
It's it's only you that has to be happy.
Yeah.
But if you think it's going to be something that comes up every time you fight, or
that's
like, Or that's going to make you feel insecure. No man, no matter how long you're with them or how good you just have it together, like, no one's with feeling insecure.
No, like, to be in a relationship and be insecure.
Like, and you're going to feel like shit knowing he's texting his ex when, especially when you thought he's happy. God forbid you have a rough patch. What's he going to do then? If he's meant to be happy now and he's texting his ex and he misses her.
If it was God only
forbid, God forbid you have a part in your life where something's gone wrong or you have, like, everyone has rough patches, like, where that happens, like, that's going to be even worse. Then you're going to feel even more insecure. So I just think that is something that I'd find hard to give a second chance over. But at the end of the day, you're the one that has to be able to move on. But I think maybe even give yourself a break.
Yeah, I'll definitely.
To think about it.
Yeah. Step number one. Send him on his way for a while.
Yeah.
Like, give him a... And get your space and let you...
Take your time.
Yeah, let you sit with your feelings and how this made you feel and really understand. Really try and understand yourself.
Yeah.
Like, in that time and, like, knowing you're with for 2 years and everything's been so perfect should make you feel...
No.
Like, you're worth less than that. Like, do you know what I mean?
Definitely, yeah.
Grr. The hey girl text. Wonder, did it come from the ex?
Must have come from the ex. Yeah.
The drama.
Phone a friend is up next, where we put a dilemma on our story and you guys offer your advice. And this is this week's dilemma.
These are way better than us.
Much better.
I started college in September and got accommodation in a big enough student estate known for afters and being fairly busy for students. I moved in with 3 girls who finished college the year previous, so they were working full time. Being a first year, I've wanted to get on with my housemates and had the idea that we'd all be best friends. There was a bit of a situation of me bringing home a boy I was chatting to. Even though we weren't necessarily loud, they saw him leaving the following morning, and since then they have hated me. If I make any noise at all, even just talking to my friends on the phone, as I'm not allowed to have people over, they text to keep the noise down, even though they literally scream when they're talking to each other.
God.
They avoid me at all costs, and it's always just a quick hello and blunt replies if I try to make conversation. I'm definitely known at home as being extremely chatty and I'm fairly popular in my hometown, but moving away from college and not getting along with my own housemates really knocked my confidence, and now I find it hard to talk to people in my college. I have a few friends here, but I'm not particularly close with anyone and I feel miserable constantly. I feel like everyone genuinely hates me.
That's so tough.
And these are your replies.
They sound like
bitches.
Yeah.
They're jealous you were getting your home. Yeah. Sorry.
Here are your replies. Find different accommodation. You're at different stages of life right now.
True, actually, yeah, because they're working, aren't they?
Yeah, maybe.
They're just, yeah. Call them out on it or move on, or move out and save your head.
Almost end of semester, so keep pushing and then get a new accommodation for next year. They will stay mean girls. Yeah, I like that idea. You're nearly done.
Really?
At this point, I think people are nearly done college now.
When are they done?
Either now already or the next couple of weeks.
Can they be done now?
Yeah, they've exams then.
Oh my God. Yeah. Definitely try to find somewhere else with students for next year. You're not the problem, but you'll be better off exiting the situation.
What do they expect whilst living in a student area? You pay as much rent as them. Do as you please. Have people over if you want. And don't let them mother you in the home you pay for.
I'd kind of feel like that as well, yeah.
Yeah.
I was listening to something this morning as well, and it was a girl. She kind of had, I don't think it was college, but she said she rents a room in a house with another girl. There's two of them in this house.
Mm.
Two bed, one bathroom. But the other girl always has her boyfriend over. And she was like, I don't know how to bring it up. Like, what do I say something to her? Like, he's using the amenities I pay for. Like,
yeah.
It is a bit awkward, but
yeah, it is. What do you do? It's like an unsaid rule. Like, there's blurred lines.
Yeah.
Don't let your sparkle die. You'll find your tribe and enjoy uni.
It sounds like they're jealous that you're still a student and they have to work.
Yeah. It's given that a little bit. I would leave this toxic environment ASAP, even if it means living in digs. It would be better than that. Join clubs at college or societies and find friends this way.
You won't always get along with your housemates. Try to make friends with people in your course.
No one hates you. They're just miserable. Everything will work out. I felt the same in first year, but the next 3 years were the best.
Yeah, I'd say the first year.
Yeah, I feel like you'd have to be very lucky to find housemates straight away that you're get along with so well. Like,
yeah.
There's always going to be some teething problems, yeah. I feel like. I try to talk to them about it in a nice way and explain how you feel. They might feel bad.
Mel Robbins, let them. Just love ignore them. Your housemates do not have to be your friends. Be civil and spend as much time outside of the house as possible. Move houses next year.
Remind them that she's paying rent too. It's not like she's having house parties.
I feel like that would cause a big argument. She went in being like, listen, bitches. Yeah. I'm paying as much as you here. I can do what I want.
Scary.
I'm a first year and my heart goes out to you because there are so many changes when you move out without having to deal with this negativity. I know it's easier said than done, but I would try to move because once you're not dealing with people putting you down, you will flourish. Chat to as many people in your course as possible and go for coffees, etc. You'll be surprised how many are in the same boat.
Keep an eye out for houses, whether it's for with other first and second years for next year. Don't let them ruin your experience.
I had similar experience. I always felt like I was being watched like a hawk. Never did anything right and rules would be put up when I wasn't around. Thank God COVID came around and we all went home. But first year is not the only year you make friends and there are always other house shares going. Finish out the year and find people in your course or around your age for next year.
Ask people in your course if they know anyone looking for roommates for next year as they will be in the same stage as you, i.e. wanting to go out, etc. It's so unfair they banned having people over when it's so crucial in first year to have a space to invite people so you can build stronger friendships.
But why were they allowed to say no one's allowed to come over?
Yeah, who's saying that? No. Like, especially if they're not being particularly loud.
You know what I mean?
If she's on the phone telling her, that's bizarre. Mm. That's wild.
I had a similar thing. All my housemates were very into sports and would never go out, so it felt very hostile. I really focused on my friendship in my course and it got to the stage where I was being invited to their accommodation every day and eventually I could walk in there whenever I wanted to. I know changing accommodation in college is next to impossible, but I would try to mingle more and make plans with friends.
That's brilliant advice.
Lads, you're absolutely
brilliant.
I've got
a lot of good advice for that one as well.
I'd be like, fight with them. Tell them no.
Put up a sign.
Yeah, put up a picket outside.
Guys, that's it for this week. Thank you so much for listening. You can also back to listen to our bonus episode from Monday, Home or Drink Extra Spice. So make sure to listen back to that now before we get back to our usual bonus episode next Monday.
Extra Spice is juicy, isn't it?
Yeah.
You were saying words like orgasm.
Yep.
You can also watch us now on YouTube with the full video being released every Thursday at 12. So if you were here for that, hello.
And don't forget about our live show in Vicar Street on the 8th of May. Tickets will be on sale this Friday at 9 a.m. and we will see you all there.
If you pick up your tickets, text us, tag us, let us know. Yeah, and we can't wait to see you.
Love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.